Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We'll get right back to the phone lines momentarily, but we don't go an hour without football. It's just how life works. David, music. All right, what do you got?
We are in week three already, guys.
25% of the way.
It's going too fast here. So we're going to do best bets of week three. There's some big games here, but I want to focus on these.
Over. Ole Miss, Wake Forest, 63.5.
Arizona State, -2.5 at Texas State. The play, Texas State at +2.5.
It's just, if you just blind bet it and you go, that looks ratty and fishy and scary, you just go San Marcos, you go Texas State. Look, man, I watched a little A-State. They can't really throw it. Levitt's only completing like 50% of his passes. I don't know nothing about Texas State. I think Finley, the Auburn kid, is their quarterback. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, it's on the road, but you would figure that
San Marcos.
You figured that wouldn't be a problem, but yeah, when you see this line,
it just looks scary.
I was just like, yeah, did Levitt die?
I gave Jim a homework assignment. I said, you have one thing this week. You come up with a pick for this Thursday night game, because I am petrified of that thing.
That is a tough one here. UCLA, you go +3 versus Indiana?
I wouldn't. Look, Cignetti's a psychopath. I love the hire. It made sense. He brought over a ton of kids from JMU, which was a winning program. He got the best quarterback in the MAC with the Maple Leaf Missile, Curtis Rourke. My problem is, what's the last time a middling Big Ten team went to the West Coast and won? Right there. That's really hard to do.
Right there, as much as Mike said, it makes sense to say Indiana, but David, this is one where
you probably stay away.
I'm going to go either stay away, or I'm going to go with history and go with UCLA.
You know, we're from Los Angeles, us and USC.
These next two games here, okay? You got Troy going to Iowa. You got Toledo hosting Mississippi State. I would go +12.5 for Toledo, +23 at Iowa for Troy.
I wouldn't bother with either of these games, okay. But thank you for playing. No, look, I mean, the Iowa thing, how do I lay 22 points with a team that might not score 22 points? Week after getting their guts ripped out against Iowa State.
See, I would take Iowa in the points. Just for one, they're angry. Two, when they played I forgot who they played the first week, but they scored 40 points. They scored, 19 points? So it's not like this is the Brian Ferentz Hawkeye offense. They're actually scoring. Lester has them putting up points. They know the touchdown play. They may not like it, but they run it occasionally. I would take Iowa, but yeah, this is not one that I would put anything down on.
And you're saying Miss State is going to the Glass Bowl?
No, Mississippi State is hosting Toledo.
Oh, then I'm out.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'd like to make a quick trip down to the Glass Bowl?
I'd like to avoid both of those. No.
So what do you do with this one? I don't know really what to do with this one, but I want to put these on the board here. You have Washington State going to Washington and Oregon at Oregon State. And we all know the rivalry's there, yep. And they've left the conference. So what do you do with those games? Washington State, by the way, is a +4, Oregon -15.5.
I'd probably take Wazoo in the points. Oregon, I don't know if I can get there having them lay points anymore, but Oregon State is not good. They got completely gutted. If Oregon is any good, they drop a bomb here. Enough's enough.
See, I would take Washington State in the points, David, and I would take Oregon State in the points.
Uh-oh.
Why? Because they felt left behind. This game is personal for both teams. You left us in the pack too. You all left. And nobody fought to take us with us to the Big Ten. This is the game that they've been practicing all summer for. You know, everybody has that one game that if your team only wins one, you can't be mad at them if they go 1-11. This is the game for both Washington State and Oregon State. I would take both and the points.
And then one more lesser game before I get to the two that I love. You got West Virginia going to Pittsburgh. -2 West Virginia. Do you dare go Pitt?
No, absolutely not. The Backyard Brawl is a great rivalry that largely has gotten killed. I don't think either of these teams any good. No value in the spread there for me. That's a complete stay away for me.
So then you have Alabama -15 at Wisconsin. You go Bama?
Yep.
Here?
Yeah, Tyler Van Dyke stinks. I don't like Luke Fickell.
How you really feel, Mike?
I don't like the quarterback. I don't like the air raid at Wisconsin. It just doesn't add up to me. And I know Bama looked real shaky for about three quarters against USF. I totally understand that. I don't like anything Wisconsin's doing at all.
No, it reminds me of the days when Rich Fraud first got to Michigan, and you're like, okay, this is not going to work. This you're going to get fired. Okay, too much change, too radical, too fast. Yeah, I would take Alabama because I think that Alabama will cover in this game, David. If this was played in November, okay, maybe different. I would take Wisconsin. Yeah,
different.
But, yeah, you can do the jump around all you want. Alabama's going to be jumping around on you.
And then the one I truly care about is Boston College at Missouri. Missouri is a 16.5-point favorite. Go Boston College here.
I don't know what to do with BC.
It's a tough one, man.
Because I don't know if the win against Florida State's going to look like much of anything in a month. You know, if FSU's a 5-7 football team, but BC is so physical. Are they going to be able to take that on the road and body up Mizzou? That's very tough for me. I would lean Missouri here. A little bit of a reality check for BC, but I don't want to lay 17 points. Tell you that much.
No.
But it'd be a lean to Mizzou.
At what point would you feel comfortable? Not that he asked,
at a point that the book would never offer.
like seven and a half?
No, I think if it was like 9.5. But that's a lot of points to cover, and BC can line up and run the ball. I want to watch it so I can really learn more about Boston College, because that FSU game is the only thing we know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that means. Like, how will we feel if Memphis goes into Tallahassee and beats Florida State this weekend?
Yeah,
and now FSU's 0-3 or whatever it is. See, that's the difference.
Right. I think this is going to be a little bit of a reality check. Going on the road, playing an SEC team, probably one of the more underrated teams, even though they're ranked 6th in the nation, nobody knows that. Okay? It's the Missouri Tigers. I think that they win, David. I think Missouri not only wins, I do think that they cover.
Mookie Cooper.
I think they'll be okay.
By the way, the total has gone down.
Yeah, you got to go with somebody named Mookie.
Theo Weiss?
Unless it's Mookie Betts, who I just kills the Braves. But anyway.
Yeah, the total on that game has come down a few points depending on the book. It was at 56 or 57. It's now at 54. So yeah, I don't know if that
David, I leave that for him.
I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. Several of the games you listed are stayaways for me. They're just
Understood.
Too difficult.
Understood.
Yeah. A lot of the games I like, you're not.
That's all right.
I leave that to Mike because
you must love Arizona and Kansas
City. No. As Mike knows, my only question is, who's singing the fight song at the end of the game?
How about an over for a team that you're rooting for one of your bets? Memphis. Over 52.5 against FSU.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seth Hennigan.
That is your College Blitz.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.